Is he Gellicus here?
Please have a seat. Good morning. Good morning, Venerable Hamo. Good morning, Venerable Kando. Good morning, Venerable Shiki. Good morning, Venerable Tinzil Hamo. Tomasi, good morning.
Good morning, Geshe.
Linda, good morning. Michael, good morning. Carmen, good morning.
Good morning, Geshe.
Fernanda, Marcelo, Patagonia, good morning. Katina, good morning. Renee, good morning. Dr. Watkin, good morning. Patti, good morning. Panditji, good morning. Oh, Venerable, sorry. Kelsang Lamo, Venerable Kelsang, good morning. Tara, good morning. Bob, good morning. Tom, good morning. David, good morning. Patricia, Patagonia, good morning. Not good morning, I'm not saying good morning. What time is it? Is morning or evening? Patagonia? Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, Alejandra. Oh, yeah. Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Arlene. Good morning, Govina. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Alex. Sandra and Alex, good morning. Good morning, Felix. Good morning, Hen. Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, Nico.
Morning.
Good morning, Monica. Good morning, Jill. And Colin, Ali, so anybody watching on YouTube, good morning. Yeah, so Venerable Alhamdulillah, we'll begin with a short prayer.
Okay, let's begin with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, three times. Jayata Mune Maha Munaye Soha Jayata Mune Mune Maha praise and mantra. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha Lapis Light. Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha Heyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Raja Samugate Soha Keata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radha Samukate Soha. Keata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radha Samukate Soha. Keata Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radha Samugate Soha. And now the four measurables. Three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of Great Compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all sane one, I prostrate.
So Venerable Lamala, we said chant three times. So then first, this is like a six syllables mantra, the mantra of compassion. So excuse me. Very much needed, you know, compassion is very much needed for one's own happiness and also happiness for other living beings that you encounter or other living beings that are around you. So compassion is, you know, like it's needed for yourself, for your happiness, also for happiness for others. Compassion is very much needed. So these six syllable mantras, you know, so the compassion mantra, just simply reciting that mantra, there's so much benefit, believe or not, there's so much benefit. So each syllable, you know, has different, signifies different, each syllable signifies different meanings. So it's important to know. So then when you say the mantra, you can meditate. You can meditate. What it means, meditate means think. That's the meditation. The minute you are thinking about the meaning of the mantra, you are meditating on the mantra of compassion. So that, you know, it's very, very important for your own happiness when it comes down upon your when it comes down on your own happiness, compassion is very much needed. Then when it comes down on the happiness of other people, then compassion is very much needed. It's like seeds, it's like the fertilizer. If you want to see the beautiful flower in your backyard, first we need to have good soil, seeds, water, fertilize, sun. So compassion is very important in the very beginning of the beautiful flowers. Say, could be like your own liberation, could be your enlightenment. So right from the beginning, compassion serves as like seeds, also the rich soil. So when it grows, in the very beginning, compassion is very important. In the middle, compassion is very important. Once you get enlightened, compassion is very much needed. So compassion is the source of one's own happiness and happiness of other living beings. Something that we can develop, okay? So mantra, Venerable Lamala will recite the mantra three times. The first one, then please visualize. According to Buddhism, so compassion when according to Buddhism, so the power of the compassion of all enlightened beings, when it appears as a form, that's called Avalokiteshvara, jealousy, Buddha compassion. So, you know, you have some visual image, because we heavily rely on visual, vocal, that's how we learn. So visual image, so jealousy, there's like thousand and four and whichever is suitable for you, you can visualize, or if not, so then Tibetan people, we believe, live down from our heart, we believe that His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama was the manifestation of, you know, our Avalokiteshvara Buddha compassion, or jealousy. So you can visualize His Holiness, you know, it's like, not like you're visualizing somebody who's been like there like 600 years ago, 1,000 years ago. It's like in our generation, you can hear, you can see His Holiness. So you can visualize His Holiness Dalai Lama. So light, white light, white, hollow light, emit from His Holiness in our body, spirit, and mind, emit. So then a natural form of liquid, natural flows down from there, then dissolve through your crown chakra. All the problem, complications that are related to the pride, right after the first the six level mantra recitations, first recitations, you can visualize hollow light, white light. Nectars flow from there through your crown chakra, fill up your body from all the way from your feet all the way up to your crown, completely fill up. All the problems that are related to the pride, arrogance, you know, complications, problems that are related to the pride, completely purify your body, become like crystal glass. Almost like you become like light. You can see in and out, very clear light, okay? So we do that visualizations, each of those mantras, okay, we do these visualizations, okay? Basically, hollow life emits from the chakras of your body, speech, and mind, touch through your crown chakra, natural form of liquid to flow, dissolve into your crown chakra, all the way to your feet, completely fill up, all the problems related to the pride, the arrogance, completely eliminate it. So then you yourself become like clear glass, like ball, like clear glass, you know, stainless, crystal glass, basically your body, your life become free from arrogance and pride, okay?
Yeah.
Now the second recitations, so the individual asks, hello. What is the color? Mantra color, the red?
Green.
Oh, green. I just wake up, so don't remember. So now please visualize hollow green light emit from His Holiness body or Chinese body, touching your crown. So they're same like nectars, you know, like the flowers, you know. When it comes down on purification practice, I think it's always good to visualize, generally speaking, generally speaking. So the form of liquid should be like white color. Like milk flows from that, you know, like hollow light, culture, the same, fill up all the way from the tip of the toe, all the way from the crown, completely fill up. And any problem that related to the jealousy caused by any complication, any problem caused by jealousy, completely purify your life, become free from the jealousies, then like almost become like, you know, like Tangsa means like the glass, there's no stain, like that. Not like this made out of flesh and bone, like form of light. Basically, your life become like crystal, stainless, no stain, clear glass, form of light. Meaning that your body is now free from all the, I say, jealousy and causes the complication, the problem causes the jealousy. Okay. So now the next one, same hollow light image from the body, speech, mind of, you know, His Holiness, or Jesus, the white, the light, what color?
Yellow
color, light image from Jesus, body, speech, mind, hollow light, or form of like nectar, form of liquid, like milk, like white milk. Comes to your crown chakra, fill up, same like fill up from your throat all the way up to crown. Any problem that's related to doubt, any complications from, there's so many doubts, you know, so like doubting yourself, doubting other people, doubting the very practice you do, and doubting like, maybe liberation is not possible, maybe enlightenment is not possible, or becoming a good person is not possible, becoming kind is not possible, or becoming more compassionate is not possible, or changing myself is not possible. So much doubt, like layers of many, many layers of doubt. Even though you are holding a map that clearly explains how to get to Washington D.C., but you don't have faith in the map. Probably you don't have faith in yourself. You think that you will never get there. And that's just an example. Or maybe there's no will to go. In the first place, there's no will to change. There's no will to go. there's no will, there's no interest, obstacle out of layers of obstacles. All the negative doubt, you know, so completely purified. Then same like your body become like crystal clear glass or form of light. That means your life now become freedom from this negative doubt. So then you begin confidence, different many, many layers of confidence in yourself. In the very practice that you do, very service you provide, you like gain confidence and you have faith in your verbal action, physical action, mental action, you have faith, you know, so then that's how you liberate, okay? So now the next one. color.
It's blue.
Yeah, blue, like a light, hollow light image of Jesus' body or His own Dalai's body, speaking in mind. Touch your crown chakra, then fill up, you know, the nectar from a liquid. From your throat all the way up to here, completely filled. So now here, like then, you know, all the problems related to the ignorance, all the complication, all the problem, all the difficulties, physical difficulty, mental difficulty, you know, like not knowing the fact, not knowing the fact. Now in this, in Buddhism, ignorance is not just not knowing, it's like goes much deeper than that. The root of all the complication that we go through, root of all the complications. Not knowing the root, what is the root of all the problems. You may blame your friend, you may blame your neighbors, you may blame your countries, you may blame the parties in the country. You know, so the blame game has been around since from beginning of time to till now. But not much result. So according to Buddhism, so the root of all the problems is ignorance. Not understanding the true nature of self. Not understanding the true nature of self and just going along with that sense of self, that if you ask yourself what is self, not much clue there. So then top of that you see I, so then from there you see my, so then it goes on and on and on. That's how the life gets complicated. That's the reason why life gets so complicated, intertwined, tangled with all kinds of problems, complications. So all begin with notion of self, which we don't have a clear understanding how to define that. So this is a particular ignorance. Okay, then visualize that ignorance is completely purified with all the problems that created related to the ignorance, completely purified. Then your life becomes freedom from that ignorance. Okay. Now you see that each syllable signify different things, different things. So now the color?
Red.
Red hollow light image from Vajra body, Vajra mind, Vajra speech. touch into your crown, nectar form of liquid flows. Feel some from your toe to all the way up here. Eliminate all the problems that is associated with attachment. Attachment. Yeah. Any form of fear, anxiety, believe or not, caused by attachment. Then all the complications, problems caused by attachment will completely purify. Your life become free from attachment. Okay.
Mani Padme Hum.
Last one. Color?
Black.
Huh?
Black.
Or dark blue.
Oh, dark blue.
More like dark blue. Dark blue. Pandiji is dark blue. What's the color? Where's Pandiji?
I'm right here, Keshala. I call it blue black. So it's so dark, it looks almost black, but it's dark blue.
Blue black.
It's a compromise, Keshala. So it's a so dark, it almost looks black.
Doesn't matter whatever you call, like a double. Like a double. Double. So whatever the color is. Hollow light, dark blue, hollow light, emits from our Lord Krishna, our His Holiness. Other body, speech, and mind, touch your ear. Natural form of liquid flow, so then go all the way down to the tip of your finger toe, so then fill up from all the way up here. All the problems that created caused by anger and like all the complications that caused by anger completely purified. Then your life become free from anger, okay?
Mani Padme Hum. Mani Padme Hum. Mani Padme Hum. Mani Padme
Hum. Oh, you're wonderful. Very good. So I think it's good time to do this very simple meditations. The mantra is so easy to learn. I think a long time ago, people were having a hard time even just learning a mantra. So then a group of bees probably manifested by enlightened beings. So I guess people like to watch bees. So a group of bees, they comes around with the sound, Om. People look, we enjoy our wonder mind. So yes, so the second group of bees comes, Om Ma. That's how the bee taught people how to say the mantra. So I think you may not need the bee, so you are fortunate enough, you can learn. So that's how the mantra has been taught long time, people have a hard time understand it, just hold for a little hard time saying the mantra. So we are not in that category, just fortunate, you know. So then the second mantra.
Green Tara, verse of praise and mantra. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Sanje Choda Tsoje Chonam La Chanjo Bantu Dane Chabzonje Dabi Chishi Chibi Sunam Dola Tenje Sanje and Dola. So meaning behind that is to help us to set up positive intention for the class, not just for your own happiness, for think about happiness of each and every living being on this universe. So that's the best form of motivation. Okay, so then that's good. So motivation is the key. Sanje chodang soje chodang la chanjo bando nane chodang soje dake chushin jebe sunam jirang do la tenje sanje nubo nanjo. Sanje chodang soje chodang la chanjo bando nane chodang soje dake chushin jebe sunam jirang do la tenje sanje nubo nanjo. Oh yeah. So, Ramesh, any questions?
There's a question that somebody asked last week and we didn't get to. And it's, what is the best way to pray for those around us who are sick?
You know, prayer is like form of wish. Prayer simply means wish, you know, nothing more, nothing less. It's not just religious business. It's just a wish, form of positive wish. The wish can be small, wish can be so vast, that wish can be for every living being, and that wish can be for you, your family, your relative, your close one. It's a form of wish. It's a mental thing, you know, it's like mental, it's coming from the mind. And of course the words come from mouth, but basically it's a wish, form of wish. So when you do Medicine Buddha Mantra, or Medicine Buddha Mantra, same thing, you do Medicine Buddha Mantra, or like Mani Mantra, same thing, Tara Mantra, any form of mantra, you can visualize, as I said, if you are doing Tara mantras, you can visualize Tara. So then the light, like the image from Tara's body, and you can visualize Tara from each and every one, your friends on their crown facing the way, same way they are facing. You can visualize form of light, you can visualize Tara, Medicine Buddha, you can visualize. And while you do the mantra, so then you visualize the nectar, the continuous flows through the crown chakra, purify their, you know, physical sicknesses, mental problems, difficulties, such as anger, jealousy, all of them. You have if you visualize the dead, due to the karmic relationship, it benefits. How it benefits, cannot explain. It benefits. How it benefits, hard to explain. It benefits. Because, first of all, because of the karmic relationship, it benefits. People, when Kadamba Center, when we ask, because people to put their name in the Kadamba Center prayer list, number of people mentioned to me, they feel that we are praying for them, they feel. How are you going to explain? How to explain, but people feel, okay? Visualize all of them around you when you do the practice, visualize. If you're doing Medicine Buddha practice, visualize Medicine Buddha. If you know all the seven Medicine Buddha practice, you can visualize them. And like, as I said, mind. Energy, you cannot suffer it. Wherever mind goes, energy goes. Energy is like horse that the mind rides on. The mind goes to your friend, that's energy. It's already there. Part of your energy is already there. If there's a positive people do feel energy. If you're a Christian, when you get very close to Pope, you have goosebumps, tears, because the energy is connected, because the wise mind is there. Wherever mind goes, that's energy. That's how they manage to push energy into the central channels, because where they focus, wherever you put mind on something, there will be energy. Mind cannot travel without energy. So mind is like a blind person, and with leg, cannot see. Energy is like someone who has vision to see but doesn't have leg to go, or something like that. Well, maybe, so I always explain, so maybe I screw up. So there's a combination of mind and energy, that's how mind travels. No, that's how you can visualize. When you put your mind in somewhere, if you put your mind here, main entrance of the central energy, create something, some syllables, visualize. Minute you visualize, your mind is there. It is there 100%, so that energy is quite strong. That's how you manage to push. Otherwise, how are you going to push? Impossible. So that's how it benefits. You know, you think about them doing something, you are already connected with that person with your mind and energy. Energy, people feel, whether they're in the room, people feel, so there are not much explanation, people just feel. Okay, that's the best, you know, you visualize. When you do practice, you visualize all of them. If it's your pet, in reality, that's your pet, and this, doing your practice for the extra, for a special reason, you visualize them as a human. In reality, is your pet. You visualize, you know, as a human. For a human, when you say the mantra, you just visualize you are leading your pet, and you just visualize your pet is also saying the mantra. That's how it's been done. Okay? Oh, yeah. So, Dine, what else?
So there are two questions, Geshe. One is a follow-up on the question about prayer. That question is, when we think about prayer and can't explain how it works, does it work because of interdependence? Because everything we feel, think, and believe and do has consequences?
Yeah, that question is already answered, I think.
Okay.
Don't you think? I think it's like based on your like mental connections with the energy. That's how like it benefits. So how it benefits, that's how it benefits. Like explain, cannot really explain. So there's a reason why it benefits, because you are connected, mentally connected. You are thinking about that. At that moment, you are thinking about that object is your friend. You are thinking about that. Part of your energy is all on that. So that's how it kind of like benefits. Okay. So visualize and thought of how it benefits, because your mind is on there, connected. Part of your energy is connected. So how many percentage? 100% the best. You know? So maybe 50, 20, the best on that, you know? Oh, all right.
Okay, I guess like the other... The other question is, what is the best way to interact with difficult people, such as a parent who has harmed us?
Any donations? Venerable Hamula, Venerable Chuki, Venerable Tintin Lamo, Venerable Kelsang, Venerable Kanto, or Dr. Watkin, any of you, any contributions, please.
With compassion, Geshe.
Dr. Brown?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm in the corner. No, I said with compassion.
Oh, sorry. Because my ignorance is very thick. I cannot see.
But you have teeth.
Yeah.
I mean,
Dr. Brown, please say, what did you say?
Yeah.
I said with compassion.
Okay. How?
Give me an example. Whoever asked the question, what? Give an example.
Good parents.
All right. Interact with compassion. The motivation is compassion. Then the words come from the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not from anger. It's not from victimhood. It's not from, you know, some negative mind state. The most helpful way to interact with everyone is actually with compassion.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. May I speak, Geshe-la? Well, you know, with Don, to follow up on Dr. Don's thing on compassion is the beginning of having that is no matter what a person has done, they're trying to be happy. You know, and even though it harmed you, to recognize that, you know, that's what they're trying to do. And I think the first thing for me is in terms of like long-term people that, you know, are really difficult with, you know, not just a difficult clerk in the store, is to really have compassion for myself and to believe that, you know, that my practices can support my healing. And out of having compassion for myself, let's go of the difficult feelings and are able to have compassion for the other person. Because again, we all want to be happy.
Very good.
Geshe-la.
Yeah.
This is Linda. There's a follow-up question that I received that has to do with what Kandala just said, and she asked, do we have to interact at all with our parents who have abused us? So she says, is not interacting self-compassion?
Yeah, couldn't be.
Yeah.
Well, Geshe-la, don't you always say that if something is so severely disturbing to your mind stream that, you know, you need to protect yourself and then over time might be able to do it?
Oh, any more donations?
Sorry.
Forgiveness? Can I talk?
Yes, of course. Anybody can talk.
I would say understanding the person would help, understanding and forgiveness too. Because as a child, I was a very difficult child myself. I was very mischievous. And my mother would spank me. Mm. And so my relationship when I was 7 years old with her was very difficult, you know. But then with time, as I grew up, I learned about her own childhood. She was an orphan. There was a lot of pain. So when I understood my mother's own pain, own suffering, then I that opened my eyes, gave me perspective, gave me a bigger view, and I was able to forgive her trespasses. Well, I was raised a Christian, you know, I was raised a Catholic. And so that's how I came up with, yeah, I said, everybody suffers, really. So, and we're all ignorant. So that gave me well, I forgave my mother. Now we are having a better understanding. Now we, you know, now as a grown-up, my relationship with her is better, much better. It's because I actually see that we all made mistakes, and that helped me heal that wound, right? I knew how much she suffered. Actually, she suffered a lot more than I did. She didn't even have a mother. I had a mother.
Very good.
Yes, hello. May I add to that?
Yeah, sure. Very good.
I think you have to know yourself really well, and you have to, like the previous speaker just said, you have to reflect on your experience. And if you know, you can sit on your cushion and think about compassion, but when you're with the person, if your emotions overwhelm your compassion, then you have to stay away a little bit and contemplate what happened and think about what your need from that person is. In other words, you have to use your intelligence and survey your experience and what you know about the other person, what you can expect from the other person based on experience. I don't think it's sufficient just to, you know, contemplate the importance of compassion and say, I'll be compassionate, because I think, you know, we all have had the humbling experience of knowing how that can be erased in a moment if our emotions become too strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then there's the teaching from Shantideva that if your feelings become too strong and you can't control your mind, you become like a log. Not react, not talk, not say anything.
Mm-hmm. Any more donations? You know, I personally, of course, there's tons of answers based on knowledge. You know, based on teaching, there's tons of answers. You know, it's not like there's no answer. But based on individual experience, that makes, even though there are like tons of answers within the teachings, sometimes it's not easy to just say, because I personally have no experience. And first of all, it's very unfortunate that you are having a hard time with your parents. It's like not the best thing to have in our life, because, you know, life has already has tons of complications, problems that we deal with. According to Buddhism, since the beginning of this time until now, then top of that, you know, so now there's some extra problems. So very unfortunate that our heart goes out to you, and we pray that sooner than later, the problem will be solved based on wisdom, loving kindness, compassion, as you know, loving kindness, compassion doesn't mean exclude yourself. Yourself is very much included there. What is your moral responsibility that you have for your life is to protect your life, first of all. And I think I can talk because I think that every day, like I am responsible for my well-being. That's my moral responsibility. I do think about that on a daily basis, to protect myself from any disturbing thought. That's the last thing that I need, and that's the last thing I want, because kind of disturb my peace of mind. If my peace of mind destroyed, so then more likely my mental creation will be something negative. My mind will create something negative. My mental creation will be negative. So I'm very much afraid that I'm going to believe in that, and I'm going to cling so tightly on that. So that whole thing will then open the door to more problems. So try to be very aware, very mindful, very aware. The first and foremost thing, minute I wake up, I think that's the main thing that first I protect my peace of mind, then I'm not going to disturb anybody's peace of mind. That I can, you know, like contribute to their happiness. So that's the kind of thinking that I usually think. But practically it's hard thing, it's hard. Problem with the parents, you are maybe biased to your mother, then you turn, the parents argue, then you team of your mom, so you team of your father, you know, then all kind of problem goes here, there. I experienced that when I was, you know, I went to the monastery when I was 7 years old. I was separated from my parents by 1,000 miles down the monastery. No phone, you cannot call. My parents cannot write, read. The communication is very limited. You send one letter, it takes 3 months. When you, by the time that you get the letter, the letter is almost finished, torn apart, you know. So person needs to deliver. No, there's no vehicle. The person needs to deliver by foot to my village, to the letter there. So then every 3 years you get a chance to go to see there. So then you hear all kinds of stories. The mom tells you, father doesn't say much, the mother usually says, you know, that to tell all the stories what's happening in the families. So, yeah, I think I was like 13. One time I told my father, okay, I'm going to take my mom to the monastery, make her nun. Just saying, you know, no clue how I'm going to do that. No clue, you know, so out of frustrations. Yeah, they want to feel. So there, you know, like this kind of problem happens. It's not that happens. And one important thing that I've been seeing that we need to understand the nature of samsara. These things are kind of expected. Not guaranteed, but these things will happen. No decision will happen. Yeah, that's all I would say. I just, you know, like, feel sorry that our heart goes to you, so we will pray that your relationship will improve. If not, maybe at least not get worse. And we pray, and also you also need to think that your moral responsibility to protect your peace of mind, and especially now as everybody's going through so much. The best answer, you know, some of the audience is, kindness is the best kindness. There's nobody argue when it comes down to kindness, everybody appreciates. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be cared, including yourself too. Yourself like to be loved or cared. So then in overall, life is complicated. It's complicated. I'm not going to say life is perfect. Life is complicated. It's been complicated. Simple from the beginning of time to now, it's not going to be perfect. You know, the Carmen, she has experience. It requires some, it's not easy to, it's so easy to say, oh, just forgive. No, not easy to say. Practical level is not that easy. It's not easy because something happens. That's why you are angry. So it's not easy to forget. So now it requires some really deeper understanding why you forget. Therefore, foundation of compassion, universal compassion is not about how much you get, how much you give, whether you're related, not related. Everybody's going through, everybody went through so much, going through so much now, it will probably go through so much in the future if we don't liberate. In that case, everybody's in the same boat. No matter where you look, you could see that as well. Doesn't mean they are free from problems. They may drive nice cars. That doesn't mean they are free from problems. Everybody has issues. Everybody has issues. That's why we need to seek liberation, complete freedom from samsara. Life has issues. Life has problems. So your life, monks' life, nuns' life, monks back in the monastery, they're not free from problems. They have issues. You know, everybody has issues, different issues. So therefore, kindness is the best. Kindness is the best for you, best for everybody. No? So then Kadama Master suggests, if it becomes too harsh, then avoid object. In the West, what we say, create space. Negative mindset will die down slowly. You stick with the object, not able to practice loving kindness, compassion, then is, but sticking with the object, then practice loving kindness, compassion is not that easy. Now, if you've been meditating on that all the time, maybe it will be relatively easier, but it's not going to be easy. So therefore, you should not stick with the object, maybe to avoid means, you know, create some space, give some space. But you need some time to think and to observe and to what's happening? What's happening? Why is happening? Why is happening? Complicated. That question is complicated. Why is happening? Maybe there's many reasons that you may see, think, you could be wrong. Sorry to say, for many reasons, other parents think that you are doing something, they could be wrong, could be driven by ignorance. But you know, then need some time to think, reflect what's happening. Are you mentally, you know, in practical level, I don't have answers. I don't know what to say practically. I just feel sorry, you know, practically. But you need to try your best, okay? So it's a difficult question. It's difficult. It's not easy. It's not just in the West. So dealing with the parents, so sometimes the parents become child. I'm not sure how much they go through. Now, I need to ask everything from the child to do, so they are what we used to provide them everything. Now, you become receivers. I'm not sure how you, this is psychological, how you feel that. I'm not able to drive, not able to do many things. There is no trouble with that. So, as I say, everybody has issues. Everybody has issues. The kindness, loving kindness, compassion, any circumstance, I think that's the best. That's the best. Like, somebody's being kind to you, you enjoy. If you be kind to others will enjoy. Okay, so all the answers that you give here, I think wonderful, it's very good. Some are very, like I said, based on practical level, sometimes based on some of the answers based on knowledge. As I said, sometimes it's hard. You know the answer based on teachings, you know. But it's not easy to give because we have no clue. We never went through the experience, we have no clue. You can just say, you have to think in other people's shoes. People, person who are in only in their shoes, how you're going to deal with your own parents. Very difficult, not easy. Very difficult. So therefore, understanding of nature of samsara helps. Really helps understanding. You know, focusing your own problems. Just analyze. Focusing your own problems to focusing on somebody else's problems. What's the difference? No, I'm not going to say you do this or do that, you know. So there's a lot of knowledge, there's a lot of things, it needs quite a bit to figure it out. Not easy, it's not easy. It's unfortunate, very unfortunate. It happens, you know, it happens. We just, you know, pray like how many of out there, probably many, doesn't get along with the parents. I myself didn't get much chance to spend time with my parents. I was in the monastery from 7 to 2, somewhere close to 30. After that, I came to here, 20 years, 50. My life is pretty much gone like that. I didn't get much chance to spend time with my parents, so... So then my father, you don't mind to tell me a story? Oh, time's over. No time for stories. Time's over. I think it's hard. It's hard to deal with the parent. It's hard. You have your expectations. They have their expectations. Certain things they don't want to do. Certain things that you want them to do, sake of their health. They don't want to do. But you push and push. Meanwhile, they're not happy. So eventually you realize, what's the point? You are thinking you are doing something good. Other person doesn't appreciate what is going on. There's something like that. Then eventually just let it go. So then, you know, don't bother. Don't bother. Your intention is good. You want to do. Take some help. Person doesn't want to take shower. They don't want to take shower. You take alcohol to take shower. Kind of like eating up their ear. Eating this all the time. They don't want to take showers. So why you push and push? Then eventually you really just give up. Yeah, it's complicated, okay? So anyway, we'll have more discussions next Sunday. So thank you very much, all of you who contributed for the questions. So that's good to know. So some of them are coming from based on experience. 1,000 times better than just coming from knowledge. 1,000 times better, okay? Well, thank you so much, all of you. So enjoying the cold weather. Okay. And thank you, children, that you are translating for people in Pata Ponyan.
So let's start with the dedication verses from Master Shantideva. All beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers, beginning with the one for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Now, long life prayer for Sarah J. Kinston, Rinpoche, Jetson, Los Mandelic. The one who masters his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who receives the name Amitare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition. Please remain until samsara ends. A long life prayer for Lama Sofa Rinpoche. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bear of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And of course, on long life prayers for Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sampo. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Well, again, thank you very much. Alexandra, thank you very much for translating people back in Patagonia. Thank you very much. And please be safe and stay warm. If you're driving around outside, be careful. So, okay, so see you next time, you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Lamala. Thank you, Geshe-la. 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 Thank you, Gesh